Beloved, Christ is in our midst. Today is the first Sunday of Lent, marking the conclusion of the first week of our increased fasting, our increased prayer, our increased almsgiving. And the troparion of this day is a rich one, one that we have sung multiple times in the third antiphon, and it is one we will sing again at the conclusion of the liturgy, as we will have the procession with the holy icons. For this Sunday marks a historical event, the restoration of the holy images. And we sing this troparion, "We venerate your holy image, O most pure one," which is the prayer the priest, the deacon, and the bishop take before liturgy begins, and come here to the solea and bow to the icon of Christ and say this prayer. And just one line from this really stands out. "Of your good will, you were pleased to ascend the cross in the flesh." Think of that. Of God's good will, he was pleased to be crucified, pleased to be murdered for us. Because he is the image, Christ is the image after whom we are all patterned. And he could not stand that his image should be so held in sway to the devil, to sin, and to death. And so it was his good pleasure to die upon the cross. Saint Nicholas Kavassilas, echoing the words of this troparion, says that Christ considered it gain to be dishonored for our sake. By being sold for a trifling sum, he would hint that he came freely as a gift to suffer death for the world. He willingly died, providing graces to his murderers beyond what they could wish or hope for. So writes St. Nicholas Kavassilas. That so great is the love that Christ has for us, that he is willing to consider it gain to be scourged, to be crucified naked, to be buried among robbers. This is our God, the image after whom we are created, the one who loves us and comes to save us. So when we in our lives want to get back at someone who has wronged us, let us look upon our life who hangs upon the tree of the cross. He who wronged no one, not for his sake, not even for the common good, he wronged no one, but rather offers himself up freely and willingly for you and for me. As St. Nicholas Kavassilas wrote again, offering us graces beyond what we could wish or hope for when we, through our sins, became his murderers. This is the love God has for us. This is the love he calls us to join in, to become one with his love, to empty ourselves so his love fills us up, and his love empties out then more and more upon the world to others, so that instead of wronging others and reacting with violence, rather there is accepting to be crucified. Rather there is accepting to suffer, accepting to be wronged, rather than to strike out by being right. May he who deigned to suffer for us have mercy on us.